Ladies and gentlemen, life for the lion.
Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Dee Dee Hopalong Lyon.
And here they are in The Unlucky Winner. What is this?
It's a magazine, dear.
I know it's a magazine, but what are we doing with the Chicken Breeders Gazette?
Well, I had my choice between that and the Sheep Dippers Weekly.
You're not thinking of dipping any sheep, are you?
Of course not. I bought them because the salesman who came to the door was such a nice man.
Phoebe, don't you realize you're on the sucker's list? Look at the stack of magazines. The Bee Culture Quarterly, the Wine Growers Weekly, the Goat Herders Gazette. It's all perfectly ridiculous.
Ben, you're making a mountain out of a mousetrap.
I am not. The trouble with you is you don't have a serious thought.
Well, that's because my mother always told me never be serious when dealing with a man.
Well, you're not dealing with a man. You're dealing with me.
Daddy, darling, I'm so glad my wonderful, adorable father is home.
How much do you want?
How can you say such a thing?
Well?
30 shillings. I don't want you to give it to me. All I want is an advance on my allowance.
Which week's allowance are you working on now?
March the 1st.
March the 1st?
Yes, 1955.
Well, what do you want it for?
This new blouse I'm wearing. It's a real bargain. I bought it from a salesman who came to the door.
Oh, so you're another one, are you? Now, look, I'm warning you both. You're going to have to do something about these door-to-door salesmen.
I tried, dear. I even turned the dog loose in the garden and put a notice on the front gate. Beware. Nasty, ferocious dog. Hates everybody.
Well, how did it work?
Fine. The next day, a salesman sold me another dog.
You see, you can't win with those fellows.
Oh, you're right, Daddy. They always manage to sell you something. Yesterday, a salesman showed me a suitcase filled with all sorts of things. I told him I couldn't see anything I liked, so he sold me a pair of spectacles.
Now, look, it's all got the stuff. You can tell Aggie that, too.
What's this about Aggie?
I'll tell you. You've been buying too much junk, Aggie. The man that's been selling you that stuff must be a pretty slick customer.
I bought it all from the same wee man who calls every morning.
Then obviously there's something about him you like.
No, no, I assure you, I'm not the least bit prejudiced. Oh, that was a him now, excuse me. Oh, good morning, Mr. McTavish.
Good morning, Miss Aggie. No?
I know.
Oh, you tax the high load, and I'll tax the low. Now the instructions are boring. For me and my two love will never be the same. Our funny, funny bangs out, not long.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Aye. Now, this morning I'm going to send
I'll
you a nice...
I'll take six of them.
Thank you, Miss Aggie. I'll charge them to Mr. Lyon as usual.
Good day. Now, what am I going to do with six pairs of football boots?
Aggie, I...
Come on, I'll help you get lunch ready.
Thank you, Miss Barbara.
I assure you that wouldn't have happened if I'd answered the door. Now, listen to me. You've got to use a little willpower. You've got to put your foot down.
Ben, I can't put my foot down. I cracked it.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Too bad you didn't crack your head. It wouldn't have hurt. Now, look, are you going to stop buying things from the salesman?
Yes, dear.
Good girl. Now, remember, don't fall for any of their flattery or tricks.
No.
I'm going in the den and make out the account.
Fine. I'll get it. I don't want any.
And I don't want to sell you anything, young lady. I'd like to see your mother.
Well, all right, I'll call her. Oh, Ben! Now, if you just... Did you say my mother?
Of course. Surely she doesn't leave you here unchaperoned.
Well, no. My husband's here.
Well, you mean you're old enough to be married?
Yes.
No.
It's true. I have a grown daughter.
Oh, incredible. Why, you don't look a day over 31.
Oh. I'm much older than that. I'm 32.
Amazing. This is my lucky day. For weeks, I've been looking for just your touch. A beautiful, intelligent, sophisticated woman to wear one of the glamorous necklaces I have here in the suitcase for only 7 and 9.
Thank you for the compliment. I'm sure I'll love those 4 necklaces.
Yes, they were just made for you. Here they are. That'll be 31 shillings.
Oh, here's your money.
Thank you. Good day.
Oh, good day.
Oh, oh baby, I... Hey, what are you doing with those necklaces?
Ben, did I ever tell you the funny story about the bus driver?
Yes.
Well, then I better think of something else.
You certainly had. Now, I want an explanation, and I want it right away.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, can I just stop you?
I was hoping somebody would.
Master Rachel, you telephoned to say he won a big prize in the lottery at the Marble Arts Youth Club, and he only paid 6 pence for the ticket.
That, my boy. At least one member of this family doesn't throw their money away. What did he win, Aggie?
Oh, he didn't say, but he's bringing it home right away.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear. But how many times have I told you to wipe your shoes off before you come into the house?
Now, leave the boy alone. He's a credit to the family.
Gee, thanks, Pop. Maybe I should have been twins.
No, one of you is quite enough. Now, let's see this big prize you won for 6 pence.
It's right here in the basket. Look, a skunk. A skunk.
Oh, Richard, get that thing out of the house.
Why? He's beautiful.
Now, get it out of here.
Ma, what have you got to say? Gosh, don't make such a noise. You're getting him all excited. Now, everybody just be calm.
No.
He wants to be friendly.
Well, I'd be happier if he were friendly with somebody else, the little squirt.
Isn't he beautiful?
Yes, just gorgeous. Now, take the thing outside and get rid of it.
But I want to keep him.
Richard, we can't have a skunk around. No one in their right mind would want to keep a skunk in their house.
I do.
That's what I said. No one in their right mind.
Did you really win that thing in a raffle?
Yeah. Wasn't I lucky? He was a booby prize.
Skunk is a booby prize. I can't believe it.
Well, take another look. The skunk's right here, and so is the booby.
Oh.
Who's the booby?
Your dear little brother. Look what he just brought home in that basket.
Well, what an unusual-looking little pussy cat. I've never seen one before with a stripe down his back and such a bushy tail. Hello, pussy. Pussy.
Oh, Barbara, get down off the table. He won't hurt you. Look, he wants to make friends.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, tell him to keep that thing away from me.
Richard, take that animal away from your sister.
But, Pa, he's housebroken and everything. The man who gave him to the boy cub said he's been demobilized.
No, son. Deodorized.
Oh, he's that, too.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Oh, look, he's talking to us.
Oh, yes. And look at his cute little whiskers. 6 of them. Just like Richard when he hasn't shaved for a month.
Pop, won't you change your mind and let me keep him?
The animal is not safe.
Oh, look, he's crying. He can't help it because he's a skunk.
Oh, pet him, Daddy, so you'll know you didn't mean it.
I did mean it.
Ben, how can you be so heartless? Don't you know what it means when a little dumb creature looks up at you appealingly?
Yes, you usually want a new hat.
What?
Oh, nothing, dear, nothing.
You know, I don't think it's fair. I'll bet skunks would be popular if people didn't have noses. Oh, I think he's awfully pretty.
Oh, Richard, you're making the poor little thing blush. Pet him, Ben, pet him.
All right, all right. Come here, you little stinker. There now.
Oh, he's snuggling right up against your shoulder.
Yes, and his bushy tail is right under your nose. You look just like Gilbert Harding.
That does it. I'm taking him to the zoo.
But, Pa!
But nothing. Now, come on.
The zoo was so big.
Neither did I, Ben. Let's stop a minute and look at these little monkeys.
All right, but hurry. I want to get this little skunk to the keeper as soon as possible.
Oh, he heard what you said.
Good.
Hey, family, look at this Persian goat and all of her little children.
Oh, yeah. And see the billy goat with the long horn?
Yeah. She sure is a big goat, isn't she?
A billy goat is a he.
All right, so he's a big goat, but I like the little baby ones the best. I've never seen such small goatees.
Richard, they're not called goatees. Don't you know anything about kids?
No, I don't even know about goats.
I should have known I'd get an answer like that.
Oh, just look at this big elephant.
Oh, I didn't know Flory was here.
You stop that.
Boy, he sure has got big ears.
Look who's talking.
Now, come on. I want to find an official so I can give him this skunk.
Well, I sure hate to see him go.
Can I, officer? I'm one of the keepers here.
Oh, yes. We want to present the zoo with an animal.
Well, how kind. Now, where is it?
Here in this basket. A dear little skunk.
Well, what do you know? It's little Gardenia.
Gardenia?
Yes, we know him very well. So many people have tried to get him, but I'm afraid we can't accept him.
Hooray! Well, why can't you accept him?
Well, you see, we already have two beautiful skunks. Honeysuckle and Lily of the Valley.
Well, I guess there's nothing we can do but take little Gardenia home again. Gee, that's too bad, Pop. You don't know how disappointed I am.
Yeah, so I see. Well, come on, family. Oh, Richard, where did you put Gardenia?
He's out in the garden with the rest of the flowers. You know, I think he's grown very fond of us.
Well, I'm deeply touched, but I'm afraid he'll have to go just the same.
I think you're cruel.
Listen, Bebe, I'm not cruel. I'm just trying to be practical. It's all Richard's fault for bringing him home in the first place.
Well, what are we going to do about him?
Well, I think we should put him to sleep.
Who? Me?
Daddy's talking about Gardenia.
Yes, I guess I'd better ring up the vet and ask him to come over.
How? You don't really mean it.
Well, it's quite painless, son. They just give him a little whiff of gas.
Yeah.
Now, look, kids, it's only...
Keep away from my children, you monster.
He'll be cut off in the prime of his skunkhood.
Will you all stop acting so silly?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Ben Lyon. You'll be guilty of skunk slaughter.
Mother's right. Little animals are just little people. The only difference is they're covered in fur.
Poor little Gardenia.
Well, I'm going upstairs. Let me know when it's all over.
Pop, isn't there any other way out?
I don't know, Richard, but why did you have to win that darn raffle anyway? Hey, I've got it.
What?
We could hold another raffle.
Where could we hold it?
Phoebe, didn't you say the Women's Institute was having a charity bazaar tomorrow?
You're right. We could raffle Gardenia off there.
Hooray for the Women's Institute!
Oh, yes, it's a remarkable organization. But you have to have many qualifications to join.
Like what, Ma?
Well, every member of the Women's Institute has to be A, a woman, B, a female, and C, a member of the opposite sex.
Phoebe, the things you say don't make sense. Have you ever met a female who's a member of the opposite sex who's not a woman?
Yes, our cat.
Well, that makes sense, Bob.
It would to you. Now, how about this raffle?
Well, I'll telephone Mrs. Thackeray, the secretary of the WI, and ask her permission.
Oh, boy! A last-minute reprieve. Gardenia, you're saved again.
Master Richard, what are you doing?
I'm combing Gardenia's hair. I want him to look good for the raffle tomorrow.
Oh, you know he is a pretty wee thing.
Did you hear that, Gardenia? She thinks you're pretty.
Oh, and when you speak to him, he gives you a shy look of love and admiration. Just like your father does when he looks at himself in the mirror.
Oh, Richard, please take that animal out of here. Harold's coming over to read me some poetry.
I don't think Gardenia and poetry would go well together. Well, I'll go and get the tea ready.
Oh, that will be Harold. Now, please take that animal out of here. You know how nervous Harold is. If he sees him, I'll die. I'll just die.
Gardenia's going to stay right here in his basket. Besides, he has just as much right in this room as Harold has.
Well, I'm coming.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Harold, dear. Goodbye, Richard. And take your friend with you.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me. If you want to do a little smooching, Harold, go ahead. Pull up a knee and sit down.
Richard!
Well, you shouldn't embarrass your sister like that. It isn't funny. Don't you like her?
Of course I do. I worship the ground she walks on.
You do?
Sure. I don't think much of her, but the ground is terrific.
If you don't leave us alone, I'll call Mother.
Okay, okay. Just let me say goodbye to Gardenia.
Gardenia?
Oh, yes, flowers.
Gardenias are beautiful. I ought to wear one to please my friends.
If you wore this one, you wouldn't have any friends.
Barbara, Gardenia's got out of his basket.
Oh, no.
There he goes. It just escaped.
No, don't worry, Harold. He won't hurt you. Sit down and read your poetry. Oh,
I'm sorry. I suddenly remembered I have an appointment.
But how?
Goodbye, Barbara.
Poor little Gardenia. His feelings are hurt again.
So are mine. Now look, Richard. Either that skunk goes or I do.
I'm going to miss you, Barbara.
Oh, you're impossible.
Oh, Phoebe, is breakfast ready?
Yes, dear.
Oh, morning, Daddy.
Oh, morning, honey. Where's Richard? I've never known him to miss breakfast before. Is he ill?
No. He's sleeping in the garage with the skunk.
I'll give him a darn good hiding.
You'll do nothing of the kind. Remember, you were a boy once yourself.
Yes, but when I was a boy, I never brought a skunk into the house.
Aye, but things were different in Queen Victoria's day.
Morning, family. Gosh, am I sleepy?
My poor baby. It must have been awful sleeping with a skunk.
Oh, I can't complain.
I bet the skunk can.
Well, now that you're here, Master Richard, I'll arrange your eggs.
Well, thanks, Aggie. And please bring something for Gardenia, too. He's hungry. Aren't you, Gardenia? You know, he's getting to be just like one of the family.
Yes, and I know which one.
Oh, Richard, he does look like you.
Well, thanks. I consider that a compliment.
Here you are, Master Richard, and here's the dish of porridge for the wee beastie.
Oh, thanks, Aggie. Here you are, Gardenia. Hope it isn't too hot for you.
Well, what do you know? He was blowing on it.
Don't talk silly. He's just breathing hard.
Oh, go on, Gardenia. Now eat your porridge. Richard, sprinkle some sugar on it.
Okay.
Put the sugar on the porridge, stupid.
That's what I was trying to do.
Honestly, if anyone ever puts a price on your head, take it.
More coffee, dear.
Oh, thanks. Aggie, will you please fill this cream jug again?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lyon, but I used the rest of the cream to make Gardenia's porridge.
You use fresh cream to make porridge for a skunk?
More coffee, dear.
Oh, thanks. Aggie, will you please fill this cream jug again?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lyon, but I used the rest of the cream to make Gardenia's porridge.
You use fresh cream to make porridge for a skunk? Listen, Aggie, the next time you're tempted to waste cream on a silly-looking stupid animal, think of me.
I will.
Scrunching the poor little thing half a jug of cream. Maybe you'd like me to pour the cat's note back in the bottle. What do you care about Skippy?
Now listen.
Maybe you'd like me to take the dog bones away from the dog and put them in the shoes.
I'm going to talk to her. She broke that dish purposely.
Look, Ben. It's Richard's rail waste into a soaking Aggie.
There. Now you've upset Aggie.
Upset Aggie? Has anyone stopped to think how an animal has upset me? I've had just about all I can stand. I'm at the end of my tether.
Richard, get your father another tether.
Very amusing.
Oh, now stop getting so upset, Daddy. The raffle will be over in a few hours.
Yes, thank goodness.
And you'll be glad to know the Women's Institute has personally been guaranteed £10 from the sale of the ticket.
Well, that is good news. Who was the sucker who made the guarantee?
You did. I made it in your name.
You did what? Do you realize I'll be out £10 unless those 200 tickets are sold? How many did you sell, Phoebe?
Oh, well, I sold one or two or three.
How many exactly?
One.
And how many has my darling son sold?
Well, when Ma and Barbara and Aggie each buy one, I'll only have to sell three more to make half a dozen.
Wonderful. And how many tickets has my clever little daughter sold?
Oh, well, none yet. But I'm going to sell some to all my friends.
Well, that makes two more sold.
Aha, uh-huh, very funny. Why don't
didn't you sell any tickets to your friends?
Because when I called to see them with a skunk, they didn't want to be my friends anymore.
The trouble with you is, a salesman can sell you anything, but you can't even sell a shilling ticket. Now, give me that phone.
Well, who are you calling?
Flory. I'll bet she'll buy a ticket.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Flory. This is Ben. How would you like a little pet?
Oh, I love it. Ben the gentleman right over.
Where are you going, Pop?
To Wimple's. I'll bet he'll take some of these tickets.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Wimple, old pal.
Hello, Mr. Lil. What can I do for you?
Well, it's like this. I wonder if you'd be interested in a little sport.
Certainly. How old is she?
I'm talking about a sporting chance and a raffle. You like a little flutter now and then, don't you?
Oh, not half. And I'm getting closer to winning a fortune every week. Only last Saturday, I almost won $75,000 on the treble chance. Just missed it by a hair's breadth.
Well, what did you win?
$50, one a night.
What went wrong?
My drawers let me down.
Well, you should wear a belt.
You're a proper cork drop, you are. Now, then, about this raffle you want me to enter. Is it a good prize?
Well, let's see. Remember, Wimple, it's not the prize that matters. Don't you like raffles for their own sake?
Oh, yes. Only last week I tried to organize one. I would have made a packet of it. But the wife found out and stopped it.
Well, why should she object?
She was the first prize.
Now, stop kidding and tell me how many tickets you want.
I'm not saying until you tell me what the prize is.
All right.
Oh, Lummy, no. I've got plenty of those.
Now, stop talking silly. One of the babies is awake.
Oh, dear, no, me. It's the blooming triplets. When one starts, they all get... Excuse me, Mr. L. Oh, Charlie.
Yes, Dad?
Hop upstairs and tell your mother the triplets are crying.
Out you go. Dad.
Yes, my son?
They've been with us quite a while now. Are they going to stay for good?
Oh. Why?
Nothing. But there's a lot of things we need more. Can't we exchange them?
Charlie, I think it's about time I explained about the birds and bees.
Oh, that's soppy stuff. Tell me about the elephants and hippopotamuses, Daddy.
Now, you come find your mother.
All right, then. I'll shoot elephants all the way upstairs. Bang, 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 bang.
That Charlie is quite a character.
Yes, a little darling squirts his water pistol all over the furniture, shoots arrows at the cat. He thinks he's going to be a hunter when he grows up. I don't think he's going to grow up.
Now, look, Wimple, let's get back now to the raffle. What are you going to do about this raffle?
Well, you were going to tell me what the prize is.
Oh, yes, so I was. Well, you'll be glad to hear that it's a lovely little skunk.
Yes. Yeah. A skunk? Well, what a thing to raffle. Where did you get it, anyway?
Richard won it with a lottery ticket.
Blimey, your family doesn't half mess you about, doesn't it?
I know, but what am I going to do?
Do the same as me. Keep them under control. You know who wears the trousers in this house, huh?
Yes, your wife looks very nice in them. Now, how many tickets do you want?
None.
Okay, if that's how you feel. But it's a fine way to treat a friend. Well, I'm going over to the bazaar.
All right, I'll probably see you there. And stop worrying. Somebody will buy tickets.
You think so?
Certainly. And I'm sure the little animal will end up in a kind home where they'll gratify his every will. A wish. Hello, Mrs. L.
Hello, Mr. Wimple. There's certainly a big crowd at the bazaar, isn't there?
I'll say it's crowded. I just scratched my shoulder. Three ladies turned round and said thank you.
Well, I'll be glad when the raffle's over and we can all go home.
I bet Gardini will be glad to get out of that bread basket.
But be quiet here. Here comes Mrs. Thackeray, the secretary of our club.
Dear Mrs. Lyon, I see you brought the little rodents with you.
Yes, Richard insisted on coming.
Ah! I was referring to the little yellow bread basket.
Ben, pull your tummy in.
Phoebe, stop that.
Is the little rodent all ready to be raffled, young man?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, excellent. Then I must go and round up my committee.
She's got the roundest committee I've ever seen.
Well, how many tickets did you sell for the raffle, Daddy?
Tickets? Let me see now. Your mother bought one, I bought one, and I gave the rest to the boys' club.
Oh, Ben, Mrs. Thackeray is going to start the raffle now.
Go on, Mr. L, go on. You're supposed to pick the unlucky number.
In a minute, Whipple, in a minute.
I speak for our secretary, Mrs. Thackeray.
Oh, thank you, my dear friends. I won't call you ladies and gentlemen. I've known you too long. But I hope you all be having a simply splitting time at our bazaar and spending lots and lots of lovely pounds. And now it gives me very great pleasure to introduce a very well-known film star who has kindly consented to come along this afternoon and draw the winning number in our raffle. Mr. Ben Daniels.
Oh, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we go to find the winning number. Ah, the lucky winner is a person holding green ticket number 6. Green ticket number 6.
That's my ticket! I've won Gardenia!
Oh, Richard! Oh,
no, you haven't. Ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't want you to think there's been any favoritism involved in this little racket. Raffle. So I'm going to draw another ticket.
Very good,
here we go again. And this time, the lucky winner is the holder of green ticket number 32. Green ticket number 32.
Who? Oh, that's me, Dad.
Lummy, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Oh, no, you're not, Whipple, old pal. You've just become a skunk's foster father. Come along, Richard.
Richard, cheer up, my baby.
I can't cheer up. I miss Gardenia.
Well, I don't.
Barbara, that's not a very nice thing to say. When I think that I'll never see that little skunk again, it does something to me.
Oh, Ben, that's not funny.
Oh, I was only kidding. You know, Richard, I'm really beginning to regret that Gardenia's gone. I almost wish you had him back.
Come in.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. Come on in.
My mom wouldn't let me keep Gardenia, so I brought him back.
Huh, you got your wish.
Oh, fine.
Well, why wouldn't your mother let you keep him, dear?
Because my mom says he isn't a boy.
That's ridiculous. Of course Gardenia's a boy.
Now he's just dear of the 6 babies counts to prove it.
Oh, no.
Life with a Lie, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyre, with their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Doris Rogers, Horace Percival, and Hugh Morton. The script was by B.B. Daniels, Bob Block, and Ronnie Hambray. B.B.D. Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly. Production by Tom Ronald.